Welcome back. We now look at tech sell-off as it continues to dwindle some key components of companies in the US as well as other places. Companies like Netflix, Disney are all losing steam. So because of this, in our partnership with BizTech Asia, host Brian Fernandez speaks with Kelvin Wong, market strategist at CMC Markets, on the tech sell-off.
Yeah, Kelvin, before we get your insights, we're going to talk a little bit first on Bitcoin, which is at 30,106.7. It's up 2.75%. Ethereum is at 2,007.02. It's up 0.98%. Now, looking across to regional stock markets, we've got the SGX, which is down 0.2%. The KLSE is up 0.2%, Shanghai is up 0.76%, the ASX All Ordinaries is up 0.53%, the Nikkei bucks the trend, it's down 0.05%, the Hang Seng is up 0.71%, and the, rounding up the numbers, we've got the KOSPI, which is at which is up 0.74%. Now, Kelvin, relatively positive across the region. Tell us why.
Because one of the reasons, if you could look at it over here, is it could be a kind of a bit of positive effect from the US stock market, because over last night the US stock market kind of managed to kind of trim its intraday losses. So at the end of the day, it ended not so badly as it started the initial start of the first 2 hours of the session, where there was actually more bluff. So, but what's interesting over here in the US stock market, not all stocks actually went up. So in fact, there are certain portion of the stocks in the US market are in fact right now in a bearish territory. So let me share with you all a chart, okay? So okay, basically this chart, right, is the 11 key S&P sectors, which is part of the S&P 500. So we know the S&P 500 is considered as a global proxy for the performance of global equities. So this is a year-to-date performance. So what's startling over here is at the top, this is the energy related stocks. They're actually up 47%. Mine is 47%.
Yeah, so it's a very clear outperformance from the rest of the market.
Yes. So it's very clear even before we reach the second half of the year, it's really up double digit and it's 47%. All thanks to a very resilient oil prices and as well as a kind of a more high dividend payout from these energy related stocks. But unfortunately, the energy stocks itself or the component only form less than 15 or less than 10% of the S&P 500, which in turn global portfolio managers do not assign such a huge weightage towards these energy stocks. So in fact, the heavy weightage of them comes from your technology sector, your communication services, as well as your consumer discretionary. So all these three are already in bear market since the start of the year. It's been trending downwards. So definitely it's being hard hit by what I call a global liquidity tightening condition engineered by global central banks. And
now, Kelvin, I want to stop you there. The outlier that seems to be the worst performing is consumer discretionary, which is down 34.5%. What are some of the component stocks comprise consumer discretionary?
So the key thing is that consumer discretionary is not your typical bricks and we call it mortar and bricks, consumer stores or retail stores. It's actually the two biggest, which right, is one of them is in fact a considered as a big tech US big tech stock, which is Amazon, because they are considered as an online retailer. So that branches under consumer discretionary, and on hand will be automobiles, which is Tesla. So both of these two stocks are pretty hit very badly since the start of this year. So that actually explains this skewness towards this underperformance of this consumer discretionary. So if we take these two stocks out of the consumer discretionary sector, their losses will be definitely much lesser as per se. Yeah.
Okey, begitulah dia Acap Haritz. Kita punya fokus kepada minggu ni. So for now, let's take a look, a quick look into the bursa updates. KLCI is actually up in the green at 1540 points or 4 points up, 0.31%. It's a pretty slow day with over 670 million shares traded, over 300 million ringgit done. Gainers and losers about the same, 299 in the green, 290 in the red. Two companies that we need to look into is, of course, TM as well as Axiata. We'll start off with TM. They made the announcement yesterday. At the first quarter of 2022, TM's EBITDA rose 2.0% year-on-year. on higher revenue, partly offset by lower margin due to lumpy voluntary separation scheme or VSS cost, despite effective high tax rate of Cukai Makmur and depreciation. Core earnings per share or EPS grew 3.3% year on year. This is boosted by lower interest cost after early redemption of a sukuk early in March last year. Quarter on quarter, EBITDA core net profit eased 9.3% or 0.7% due to weaker seasonality, VSS cost and Cukai Makmur ex-VSS people are now saying that that's going to impact the bottom line. But core net profit did rose 19% year on year and 23% quarter on quarter. TM is quietly heavily traded this morning. It's up 19 cent to 4 ringgit 90 cent. Next up is, of course, Axiata, who made the announcement yesterday. Because of steady operational performance in the first quarter of this year, Axiata's profit impacted by unrealized forex losses, primarily in Sri Lanka. The revenue and EBITDA grew steadily at 6.7% and 7.7% year-on-year, driven by all operational costs except for Ncell. The profit after tax slipped into a loss of 43 million ringgit, arising from unrealized forex translation losses, again, because of the Sri Lankan rupee and ringgit against weakening against the US dollar. The businesses within Axiata is actually quite interesting. Ncell, for instance, has recorded some sort of movement inside the group. They're going to keep an eye out on that. Boost recorded a steady growth in GTV. Year-on-year revenue grew 29.2%. Net loss of 48 million ringgit. Boost Life users, which is something that they want to work on, is up 11% year-on-year, while Malaysian merchants actually grew 42%. ADA, their business intelligence department, demonstrated sustained revenue momentum. Year-on-year revenue doubled to 189 million ringgit. Their PATAMI slipped more than 50%. It's actually 55.6% due to higher tax and forex losses on translation. Another company that I always talk about is E.co. They delivered strong operational performance year on year revenue and EBIT or earnings before income tax grew 19.1% and 34.5% respectively. Their PATAMI, E.co's PATAMI, declined 3.1%. Tenancy improved to 1.63x from 1.57x in the first quarter of last year. So, banyak pergerakan di dalam syarikat-syarikat Malaysia, tetapi kenapa kita nak highlight TM dan juga Axiata? Ini disebabkan ongoing conversation between some of the MNOs.
Betul.
Inside Axiata, which is Celcom, and of course their possible merger dengan Digi, taking not a minority stake in DNB but a majority stake in DNB. That is the issue of the day.
Baik, sudah tentu banyak sebenarnya kalau kita lihat kenyataan Dawson semalam juga agak membimbangkan inflasi makanan.
Benar?
Sebab hari-hari kita makan, kalau nak kata
especially
barang harga
poultry.
Kalau harga barang baju, komunikasi dan sebagainya, bukanlah tiap-tiap hari kita nak membayar. Kos itu tidaklah terlibat secara langsung dengan kita setiap hari, tetapi ya, makanan sudah tentu kita akan merasai impaknya, amat dirasai. Dan
again, observe one particular item inside your basket, sama ada roti ke telur ke apa ke, track that price week on week. Kalau you track telur, tengok price dia naik ke turun ke. Kalau you track susu, you don't track the whole basket, just track one item. Choose that item. For instance, gardenia, because of wheat prices dah melantun tinggi because of the Ukraine-Russia war. Just track that price.
Betul.
And then let us know whether the price actually went up or down. Sebab I tak percaya sangat Dawson kata 4% inflation food. I don't believe, because I did not pay 4% more on my goods of service, goods that I bought from the supermarket. That's not 4%. It's actually more like 30, 20, 40% actually. I don't know about you.
I think yes, lebih kurang kot lah. Tapi kita nak kena monitor lah. Maksudnya dari segi kita pun nak kena pemantauan juga. Kita pun nak kena tengok on ground juga.
Benar.
Update seorang ramai apa semua. Anda juga boleh update dengan kita. Kongsikan dekat Twitter saya maupun Ibrahim Sani yang popular
and
dekat
Ibrahim
Twitter.
Sani Net, yes.
Ibrahim Sani Net. Dan pastinya banyak lagi perincian lanjut akan kami bawakan dalam Niaga Awal ni. Esok mestinya rakan kita di Davos juga akan bawa cerita macam-macam.
Nak balik dah. Nak enjoy-enjoy sangat Switzerland tu.
Sekian sahaja Niaga Awal ni untuk waktu ini. Saya Haris Ashraf Hasnan.
Saya Ibrahim Sani.
Salam hormat.